Brazil's presidential election is heading to a runoff. Former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva secured a slight lead over incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro in Sunday's election, but it wasn't enough for an outright victory. The winner has to receive at least 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. The two candidates will now keep campaigning for another 4 weeks. Let's bring in NPR's John Otis in Sao Paulo. Hi, John.
Hi, Celeste.
So pre-election polls indicated that Da Silva, also known as Lula, had a double-digit lead. Election night, though, it became a closer race than expected. What happened?
I think it's a bit similar to the 2020 U.S. election, where polls gave Biden and the Democrats a pretty strong advantage, but the results were a lot closer than anyone expected. Bolsonaro's supporters, sort of like Trump fans, often distrust the media. They often won't take calls from pollsters, so I think that just makes it a lot harder to get accurate information. Also, the pollsters were working off an out-of-date census, so I'm told that that made it a lot harder to come up with accurate polling samples. But, you know, all that said, the polls were correct about Lula. They predicted he'd get around 48% of the vote, and that's pretty much exactly what he ended up getting.
So can you help us understand how you can have two candidates who are so very different in terms of policies and attitudes and almost everything else, and yet the election is this close?
Yeah, well, you know, again, a bit like the U.S., it's quite politically polarized. You know, on the one hand, you have Lula. He grew up in just utter extreme poverty. He then got involved in Brazil's union movement, and after three runs for president, he was finally elected in 2002. Some compare him to Poland's Lech Wałęsa, who led the Solidarity Union movement back in the 1980s and was eventually elected president. Lula, then, once he got into office, became a hero to many Brazilians because he oversaw an economic boom that lifted millions of people out of poverty. By contrast, Bolsonaro's a former army captain. He's from the middle class. He got wide support from the military, from conservatives, from evangelical Christians, from gun owners. Brazil actually does have a fairly strong conservative streak as well. So in 2018, when voters became fed up with massive government corruption scandals, they ended up electing Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro has raised doubts, not unlike Donald Trump did, about the election system, the fairness of it. He even called on the military to oversee the counting of ballots. If Bolsonaro does not win this runoff, are there still going to be concerns that he will somehow not give up power?
Yeah, that is a very big concern. Bolsonaro has spent months casting doubts on the electoral system. Again, he comes from the Brazilian military. He served in the military during Brazil's military dictatorship between 1964 and 1985. He looks back on those years as the golden years. And so there are a lot of fears he'd hang on to power if he loses. But last night, when he finished second, he looked a little miffed, but he was actually fairly restrained. He said the Brazilian electoral authorities were biased against him, but he didn't deny the results. And also, you know, this kind of anti-democratic rhetoric doesn't go over all that well with a lot of Brazilians. So if he's going to try to pick up moderate voters for the runoff, he's going to have to probably tone it down.
Do we have polls yet to let us know whether Da Silva will win the runoff? In other words, did the other candidates who were present in the election a couple days ago in Sunday's election, did they peel votes off either Da Silva or Bolsonaro?
I haven't seen any polling yet, but Lula would appear to have the advantage because, one, he's very close to the 50% threshold, and two, analysts are saying that a lot of the votes from the nine other candidates who were on the ballot yesterday are expected to migrate to Lula. Also, incumbent presidents in Latin America are having a really hard time lately. The incumbents have lost in like the past dozen or so elections. But on the other hand, yesterday's results, are a real shot of energy for Bolsonaro. It brought him back from the dead. He seems to have the momentum. Meanwhile, I was down at Lula headquarters last night, and things were kind of grim down there. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty intense 4-week dash to the finish line.
NPR's John Otis is in Sao Paulo. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks for having me.